Welcome back to the Press Box and another beautiful weekend in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. My great friend, my host, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Junior, great talking to you today. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, it's business as usual. That means great racing every time they open the gates at Churchill Downs, and a good one coming up tonight. Race 10, 5:27 p.m., first post at 12:45. It's the 5.5 furlong William Walker on the grass.
Before we get to that,
yes,
we have a little unfinished business, my good friend.
Unfinished?
Unfinished. We need to go back just a week ago.
Yes.
To the 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby, and I think one of us touted a long shot that you needed to bet. And I'm just thinking, I'm trying to remember correctly if that was me or you, Buzzman.
No, that was not me. That was not me. That would be you, Mr. Handicapper Extraordinaire. Congratulations.
On Golden Tempo, I hope everybody was listening. I hope everybody engaged. What a wonderful win for Cherie DeVoe and Jose Ortiz, and the first woman to ever win the Kentucky Derby. What a great weekend it was, Buzz, and for the Golden Tempo to come home 28-1 on top. Refresh my memory, Buzzman, you liked who?
I thought I took Further Ado, who you liked as well, along with the Baffert horse.
Yeah, I think it was the Baffert horse. What was his name, Buzz?
I don't know. I don't dwell on this sort of thing. So that's okay.
Although he finished as I expected he would, he did fare better than Thundersnow.
Potente,
yes. I just wanted to clear up some unfinished business that we've had
Thank you for finishing that. I'm very indebted to you for doing that.
Just wanted to clear the deck, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
Let's talk about the William Walker 5.5 on the grass today, Buzzman. And
yes,
our good friend Wesley Ward from Versailles, now from Versailles, has a horse in here by the name of Outfielder, who I think may be awfully difficult as he comes back to the turf where he broke his maiden a year ago at Churchill Downs. A really nice horse.
Okay. What is it that you like about Outfielder?
Well, I think he fits the profile of Wesley Ward. He's a sprinter on the grass. That's kind of Ward's thing. The two-year-olds, you know, getting them ready early, getting them sprinting early. That's kind of Wesley Ward's forte. You know, not only did he win at Churchill, but he came back. He won the Animal Kingdom Stakes at Turfway Park over the Tapita, which is, you know, many people think comparatively so is similar to turf. You know, as a son, as a two-year-old, like I said, he's the son of Spikestown, but he won his debut on turf at Churchill. And, you know, he was headed to Royal Ascot, Buzz. And the thing is, he didn't make the race over there because, like most two-year-olds, nearly all two-year-olds, he had some shin issues, nothing major.
Sure.
Every horse kind of buck shins. And, you know, he didn't make the trip over the pond. But he's back now. The race at Turfway was outstanding. He's getting Johnny V in the saddle. 8-5 morning line favorite, but I think he may be very, very tough. But there's a couple of long shots in here, Buzz, that I think have a chance to hit the board at big numbers and turn this Exacta into a real profitable potential ordeal.
All right. Who are they?
Well, I think a lot of people are going to be going heavily on Reb 5 and the horse inside,
Throckmorton.
I'll let you pronounce those two. They both ran at Keeneland and ran pretty well at Keeneland. You know, Outfielder is going to be breaking from the far outside post, so it gives him a perfect opportunity to kind of check and see where the speed is and go where he wants to be. I think Outfielder will have that ability with Velasquez in the irons. But there's two horses in here, Buzz. Sandal Song, ridden by Irad Ortiz, for trainer George Weaver. George, that horse is 6-1 in the morning line. George Weaver's an outstanding trainer, outstanding, and I think this horse could, you know, really be on potential upset alert here with Alred Ortiz Jr. in the saddle. And the other one who I really kind of, and I'm going to definitely use, is Ketchum, 20-1, trained by Chris Block, going to be ridden by Jareth Loveberry. I'll tell you this, Chris Block is normally trains up at in Illinois. He used to be a regular at Arlington, but, you know, he's now been at Hawthorne. But when he shows up in Kentucky, put your eyeglasses on. This guy is a heck of a trainer. He has a great eye for picking the right spot for his horses at the right time. 20-1, I'm going to be using Ketchum and Sandal Song under and over Outfielder as I go for a price. I'm going to bet Outfielder to win in place as well to kind of hit that straight money. But I'm going to use in the exotics two longer shots.
Absolutely. All right, folks, remember now, this week, just like every week, you can get all of Gene's picks for Churchill Downs, and you can get them at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a marvelous weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. It'll be lovely to see you and the lovely Donna here soon on the banks of the Kentucky Lake, the Tennessee River, down in West Kentucky as we approach Memorial Day weekend and the summer ahead.
Look forward to it, my friend. Love you, brother. Be good.
Love you too, brother. Take care.
See you.
See you, brother.